Welcome to the Daily Zen Tei Show, a reading of the Daily Zen Journal, which is derived from talks given to students and writings of the ancient masters. Each Tei Show will feature text from a selected volume, followed by commentary. The Tei Show is selected and interpreted by Ilana, scribe for Daily Zen. The title of this Tei Show is Zazen, excerpted from Zen, Poems, Prayers, Sermons, Anecdotes, Interviews. Edited and translated by Lucian Strike and Takahashi Ikemoto. Zazen sitting is the way of perfect tranquility. Inwardly, not a shadow of perception. Outwardly, not a shade of difference between phenomena. Identified with mind, you no longer think, nor do you seek enlightenment of the mind or unburdening of illusions. You are a flying bird with no time to twitter, a mountain unconscious of the others rising around it. Zen sitting has nothing to do with the doctrine of teaching practice and elucidation, or with the exercise of commandments, contemplation, and wisdom. You are like a fish, with no particular design for remaining in the sea, nor do you bother with sutras or ideas. To control and pacify the mind is the concern of lesser people. Still less can you hold an idea of Buddha and Dharma. If you attempt to do so, if you train improperly, you are like one who, intending to voyage west, moves east. You must not stray. Also, you must guard yourself against the easy conceptions of good and evil. Your sole concern should be to examine yourself continually, asking who is above either. You must remember, too, that the unsullied essence of life has nothing to do with whether one is priest or layperson, man or woman. Your Buddha nature, consummate as the full moon, is represented by your position as you sit in Zen. The exquisite way of Buddhas is not the one or two, being or non-being. What diversifies it is the limitations of its students, who can be divided into three classes: superior, average, inferior. The superior students are unaware of the coming into the world of Buddhas, or of the transmission of the non-transmittable by them. They eat when hungry, sleep when sleepy. Nor do they regard the world as themselves. Neither are they attached to enlightenment or illusion. Taking things as they come, they sit in the proper manner, making no idle distinctions. The average student discards all business and ignores the external, giving himself over to self-examination with every breath. He may probe into a koan, which he puts mentally on the tip of his nose, finding in this way that his original face is beyond life and death, and that the Buddha nature of all is not dependent on a discriminating intellect, but is the unconscious consciousness, the incomprehensible understanding. In short, that it is clear and distinct for all ages, and is alone apparent in its entirety throughout the universe. The inferior student must disconnect himself from all that is external, thus liberating himself from the duality of good and evil. The mind, just as it is the origin of all Buddhas. In Zazen, his legs are crossed, so that his Buddha nature will not be led off by evil thoughts. His hands are linked so that they will not take up sutras or implements. His mouth is shut, so that he refrains from preaching a word of Dharma or uttering blasphemies. His eyes are half shut, so that he does not distinguish between objects. His ears are closed to the world, so that he will not hear talk of vice and virtue. His nose is as if dead, so that he will not smell good or bad. Since his body has nothing on which to lean, he is indifferent to likes and dislikes. He negates neither being nor non-being. He sits like Buddha on the pedestal, and though distorted ideas may arise from him, they do so idly and are ephemeral, constituting no sin, like reflections in a mirror, leaving no trace. The 5, the 8, the 250 commandments, the 3,000 monastic regulations, the 800 duties of the Bodhisattva, the Buddha nature and the Bodhisattvahood, and the wheel of the Dharma, all are contained in Zen sitting and emerge from it. Of all good works, Zazen comes first, for the merit of only one step into it surpasses that of erecting 1,000 temples. Even a moment of sitting will enable you to free yourself from life and death, and your Buddha nature will appear of itself. Then all you do, perceive, and think becomes part of the miraculous Tathāta suchness. Let it be thus remembered that beginners and advanced students, learned and ignorant, all without exception, should practice Zazen. Meho, 1277 to 1350. There's room in practice for many kinds of students. At some stage in practice, we have been them all. Everything is in a constant state of change, including us, and anything we think we understand about Zazen is to be discarded to make room for even vaster insights. Trying to hold on to a point of view or understanding or an achievement just leaves us stuck until we are forced to move on. Meho's admonition to examine yourself continually is one of those helpful tools in training. Who wants to fool themselves about something like this? Zaigen called out to himself every day, "Master." Then he answered himself, "Yes, sir." And after that he added, "Become sober." Again he answered, "Yes, sir." And after that he continued, "Do not be deceived by others." "Yes, sir. Yes, sir," he answered. The most important thing is to begin and continue, leaving the details to be painted in over time. Language can be misleading. If you read inferior student as a beginner, it helps to understand that form in the beginning is very necessary. But beginner's mind is what also keeps practice alive and fresh through a lifetime of practice. Anytime anyone sits, the form is the same. Just perhaps the attention required to attain it lessens over time. To keep your spirit intact over a lifetime of distractions, to protect your oasis of sitting, to express your Zazen in daily life, creates a rich and full life in any tradition. May your way be clear. Ilana, Scribe for Daily Zen. Recording and audio production by a longtime friend of Daily Zen. Music by Asha Daniel Young and Dunbarton at Pixabay.com. To learn about Daily Zen, read journals and quotes, donate, or see the artistry of Daily Zen, please visit DailyZen.com. Thank you for listening, and may your way be clear.